When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's episode is about SpaceX's Starship recent explosion over the Gulf of Mexico. I'm your host, Will Walden, and SpaceX's recent test flight of its next-generation Starship spacecraft mounted on the powerful Super Heavy rocket ended in an explosion shortly after its launch from Boca Chica Star Base, Texas, on April 20th of 2023. Now, there was no crew on board this, and the focus now shifts from this explosion to understanding the impact of the explosion on local communities, the health of those communities, and the surrounding habitat and wildlife, including the endangered species of the area. Now, the explosion resulted in a widespread distribution of sand and ash-like particulate matter and heavier debris far beyond the expected debris field. And as a precaution, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has grounded SpaceX's Starship Super Heavy launch program pending the result of a mishap investigation. No injuries or public property damage have been reported as of Friday of last week. Now, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk had acknowledged before the test flight that the Starship vehicle was likely to explode. However, he did not predict the destruction of the launch pad or the far-reaching spread of particulate matter, which affected residents and habitats in nearby towns like Port Isabel and South Padre Island, up to 5 miles away. The explosion has raised concerns about the potential health risks associated with the ash and sand-like particulate matter, and the potential effects on soil health and the consequences of inhaling or touching the particulate matter remain unknown. Additionally, the noise, particulate, and heavier debris generated by the explosion may have had a significant impact on endangered species in the area, such as the piping plover and the sea turtles that are nearby, and also Kemp's Ridley, which is a critically endangered species. Now, the full extent of the environmental impact of the SpaceX launch can only be determined after samples are evaluated and the debris field is comprehensively measured. Particulate emissions are regulated under the Federal Clean Air Act and Texas state law, and are known to be associated with pulmonary and respiratory issues. They're considered a high-priority pollutant by the EPA. Critics argue that the F in SpaceX did not adequately assess the environmental risks associated with the launch, and roads were damaged, and gates were closed following the explosion, hindering the ability of wildlife biologists and field researchers to study the damage in nearby wildlife refuge areas. Now, Musk has stated that SpaceX could be ready to launch again in 1 to 2 months. However, before this can happen, the FAA must determine that any system, process, or procedure related to the mishap does not affect public safety. The FAA and the Texas Regional Office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are still gathering information on the environmental impacts of the launch. And in the meantime, SpaceX must complete additional environmental mitigations and ask the FAA to amend their launch license before they can gain clearance for another launch. Now, some experts believe the FAA requirements will be minimal and easy for the company to fulfill, but not ultimately effective in protecting local residents and endangered species. Now, a senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity stated, "We are not against space exploration for the company or against SpaceX, but while we are looking to the stars, we should not readily sacrifice communities, habitat, and species," as Jared Margolis, a senior attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity. And the aftermath of the Starship explosion has prompted discussions on the need for more stringent environmental and safety protocols when it comes to space exploration. With SpaceX and other private companies continuing to push the boundaries of space technology, it's essential to ensure that the environment and local communities are not compromised in the pursuit of progress. And in response to the incident, environmental groups and concerned citizens are calling for more transparent and thorough environmental assessments before future launches. This would involve greater collaboration between private companies like SpaceX, the FAA, and other regulatory bodies such as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The objective would be to develop comprehensive safety and environmental guidelines that minimize risks to communities, wildlife, and the environment. Additionally, there is a need to invest in research and development to explore innovative ways of mitigating the environmental impact of space launches. This could include developing new tech and materials that reduce emissions, noise, and debris generated during a launch. Furthermore, the industry could also explore alternative methods for propulsion that have a lower environmental footprint. Now, the environmental risks highlighted by the SpaceX Starship explosion also raise questions about the long-term sustainability of space exploration. And as companies like SpaceX aim to establish human settlements on Mars and other celestial bodies, it's crucial to evaluate the potential consequences for our homeland, Earth, and the ecosystem and habitats that are down here. And as we venture further into the cosmos, striking a balance between our ambitious space exploration goals and preserving the environment must remain a top priority. Implementing more robust safety measures, conducting thorough environmental assessments, and investing in innovative technologies will be a key to ensure that our pursuit of the stars doesn't come at the expense of people, communities, habitats, and endangered species here on our home planet of Earth. The SpaceX Starship explosion serves as a wake-up call for the space industry, regulators, and the public at large, but you have to remember that this was just a test vehicle, and it underscores the importance of taking a proactive approach to understanding and addressing the environmental and safety concerns that come with space exploration. Now, SpaceX and the FAA and environmental activists could work together, and the journey to the stars could be everybody. And while they will ensure that we protect and preserve our planet for future generations to come. Now, thank you so much for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. If you like this episode, please take a second and subscribe or follow on whatever podcast platform you're on. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a good review if you like the show. I greatly appreciate it. It helps us out tremendously to grow this show, and we're trying to grow as fast as possible, and we are growing pretty good. So thank you to everybody out there who's left a 5-star review. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, that's it for today, everybody. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.